Track 9.
Anyway, what I need to do next is find out more about the period. Get a bit more background information.
Well, we can do that now. Let's see. Neolithic period. History. Mm-hmm. OK, there are loads of websites. Let's try this one. Oh, this lists key moments in and features of the Neolithic period in Britain. Any good?
I guess so.
So, the Neolithic period, which occurred towards the end of the Stone Age, started approximately 9,000 years ago and lasted for about 5,000 years. At first, people lived in nomadic tribes and wandered throughout Europe hunting and gathering.
Nothing I didn't know already, unfortunately.
Ah, but about 8,000 years ago, Britain became separated from mainland Europe when the sea covered low land between what is now England and France. That must be pretty important.
So people couldn't get back to mainland Europe. Which could mean they started evolving differently, socially and culturally, that is.
It doesn't say. But it does tell us that between 5 and 6,000 years ago, they started building houses that were permanent rather than temporary, which indicates they were becoming more settled. A connection, do you think?
Possibly. What else?
Other solid structures started appearing. Stone circles like Stonehenge, for example. Actually, that came a bit later, about 4,500 years ago. Oh, it says here that it was built in several different stages over many hundreds of years. I didn't know that. I'd always assumed it all went up at once.
Yeah, me too. That is interesting.
Okay. And this was also the time when pottery was first used to make bowls and cups. And tools made from stone for building and farming became more sophisticated. And new agricultural techniques also appeared. Wow, they were busy.
They certainly were. Does it say anything about why...